Very good. Oh, another hearty soul.
Right.
Okay, so this morning said in Parshas Vayeshev, raising the snow. As I said in this parsha, we have people owe the snow. Anyway, okay, so this morning said in Parshas Vayeshev, both begins and ends in dreams. The first source that picked up the dreams of Yosef, part on times to create, says, etc. You have two dreams, at least two dreams that are recorded over there in the Chumash. And, one is the sheaves bowing down, and one is the sun, the moon, the stars, etc. The Sedra ends with dreams. In the end of the Sedra Perek, Mem, Sukkim, Hei, Sukkim, we read about the dreams of the Sarah Ofer and the Sarah Mashke, which Yosef interprets appropriately. And that leads into the dreams of this coming week, Sedra, the Reb Pincha. Parshmike is the dreams of Paro. So there's a lot of information in the Gemara in the ninth Perek of Brachot about dreams. There are a couple of blots to discuss. And there's different symbolisms. The Gemara says if you see this in a dream, it means that. The context of that is Parshmike. The Gemara says in source 3, Taf nun heim and faith in Brachot. Amar huna bar ani amar plas amal yochon. Haroa chalom and afsho aguma. You see a dream and you're shaken up by it. You're upset by it. We call it a bad dream. And you're very disturbed by what you saw. Sometimes that could have an impact on a person. So go and have it interpreted by three people. Once you use to more reject the meaning of this reinterpreter. Have it pronounced good by three people. And that would cause, the Gemara says it's sometimes better not to have an interpreter. We'll see a little later. It's something about interpreting dreams. So the Gemara says here, just go to somebody, and the Gemara spells out what's the process. Lay take toss of the lay middle is a whole ceremony. You say, I saw a good dream. The lay middle, and they respond, it's a good dream. Regardless of what the actual interpretation may or may not be, there's some sort of ceremony. We call that Hatovah Shalom. It's printed in most Siddurim. In the back, it's usually near Atar Siddharam. People think it has something to do with Atar Siddharam. Not to do with Atar Siddharam. It's not, but it's printed near it in a lot of Siddharam. So it says, Tavahu, with Tavahu heavy. It was good, it should be good. Rahman was Shabbat Tav, may God make it good. Some sort of a formula that people say. Well, we call it Yah Tomas Halom. And it says, Shiva Zindan Ligzu Alech Mun Shamayim Bil Havi Tavahu Havi Tavahu. And may it be so decreed seven times in heaven. It's actually a question. Tosus, I just skipped for a moment to four. Tosus there in Brachos and everybody do ask Sheva Zimnim and two of them to Gears. Does it mean you say that seven times? Or you say one, may it come seven times from heaven and it's decreed in that way, right? Kafu Allah. So that's the incantation, that's the statement. Sheva Zim Liz will be sure if the Sheva Zim is from Lomar Khalma, probably have to say this seven times. I think many, many years some of this is in print, but we do like that. Tosa Rosh, the Gimel, he says that it's a dream is silly and so on, and it's not valuable. And we call Mokom at the end of that, Yerav Asri Tivetan, so it's fine. Yesh Lido, we met him. He's a little nervous about it, but Sarah Hatova. He has in the next verse, Mar Mokom, the Tosar Rosh, in 5, Sheva Zimlin, Lizonacha, he says that's a machokas, whether you say it seven times or you're saying it may come down seven times and so on. Okay, so there's this formula called Hatovas Halom, and actually, the Gemara goes on to say in the third line there in source 3, it's all brachos from the hand page. The lemu shalosh hapuchos, the shalosh psugos, the shalosh shomos. You say three psukim that have to do with changing. Okay, and psukim we know of. Actually, many of these things are found in the yitlacho. Say the yitlacho of the Shabbos. Shalosh hapuchos hafach to be to the vachali. Right. Oh, it's this one. We saw mocho vachum zekam yachov viafach to yavlo v'sosom. Rova shem vachos bobeom ayapok, etc. These psukim have to do with bad things being turned into good. Shalosh psugos, three psukim have to do with redemption. Part of the Shalom Napshi, if you do it, it's Meshuvan, Rama Avos Shal, Hayonos and Yomus, and so on, Ayit to Shalom Shalom Amaz, and Shalom Shalom, but we're speaking about peace, burning to Shayim, Shalom Shalom, etc., Ruach Shalom 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 Amaz, that the night is called a fight, and so on. So, these Tzukim, again, we say them in those who say, Bitla Chama Tishab, these Tzukim are there. So somehow you're saying these Tzukim, I'm showing you the Gemara right here. Take a look at source 6. You go, brothers and everybody, yes. You have to come out like this. So, but that's more or less what we do. Those who do, I tell us how long. Now, yeah.
Is there some aspect of this that's actually means plunder.
Let's see. We'll get to it. Hold on for a moment. Later on, that same talk in Gemara Brachos after the end of day, source 6, Gemara says, Shmuel, Kamachaz Chalma Bisho, when Shmuel saw a bad dream, he says, according to Pasuk, which I record here in source 7, Zechariah, Paragud, Pasuk, Beis, which has the phrase, Achalamos, Hashav Yitabeh. Which means, it's worthless, they speak nonsense, right? When he had a bad dream, he would quote that Pasuk. And then when Kevachazi Chalma Tava, when he saw a good dream that he wanted to come true, he would say, B'chachalamos Hashav Yitabehu. B'chachim B'chalom Adabehu. That's the Pasuk in the printed source 8, Ba'alosa. Parakim Beis of the Midrash, Pasuk Vav, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Navi, it says, Hashem B'mara El Anis Vado B'chalom Adabehu. Sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers messages to a Chalom. So Shmuel, sort of when it was a bad dream, he would say, he would quote the Pasuk to dismiss it. There's a good dream, we quote a puzzle that says dreams have value. Okay? And the Gemara discussed how do you reconcile the theorists. The Gemara says, well, Kasher Kanai de Malach Kanai de Shade. Depends who delivers that dream. Is it a Malach or is it a Shade? I don't understand that. Okay? But in any event, and the Gemara gives an example of this, where Yerushalayim, certain people who had the skill of interpreting dreams, and the Gemara has an expression, Kola Chalomos, Holkim Achar Peh. That actually the way the dream is interpreted, that's what's going to come true. Very unusual. How do we know that? The last couple lines of the Benhaveh is, the Sarah Mashkin said in Parshas Mikes, that she said it, just wait a minute. Okay, so Ishka, and then it says, Ishka Hamo Posor. So what? Okay, and right, the Gemara is darshaning somehow that the dream is come true based on it. So what exactly does this mean? It's very difficult. I mean, again, you look through these Gemaras, and again, I quoted the psukim there, so it's not here in Parashas Mikates, right? By the very far, I said, Perk Mem Alav Bereshit, Pasuk Tes, Tzu, Pasuk Yud Gimel. But it says both. It says, Ish Kipri Sor Chalamo Chalamo, and the end of Pasuk Yubayz, Ish Chalamo's Pasar, and Pasuk Gimel, Kasher Pasar, Kain Haya. So what's going on? What is this Gemara? What could this Gemara possibly be? You know, that the dream's efficacy will depend upon how it's interpreted, what people say, and what the those who listen to it interpret is very strange. Although, you see that what Yosef says, theoretically, one could have possibly interpreted the power of dreams or the Sarah Mashkel found differently. What Yosef said actually happened. You know, so somehow what you said had impact. So there's a tshuva in the Rashba, which I printed in source can. Chelek Aleph of the tshuva of Yosef in Toch Chet. And this is your, we'll see in a second. So it says, Zu Shela philosophers, right? I mean, the question was, you mean the dream is going to make a difference depending on what the interpreter says? That's what the dream means? What the interpreter says? So he said, this is a philosophical question. Right? This is in the world of the difficult to understand or the difficult to explain. A mystical, again, it's not so like Kabbalah, it's a Gemara, but there are scholars who literally understand how these things work. But yes, somehow, and we have, after all, that sometimes a person gives a bracha. We say, Alti Brichas, he quotes it, Alti Brichas had your Kalbe Nefa. What, because this guy said, it made a bracha, now it's going to come true just because this guy gave me a bracha? What's all I do with somebody giving a bracha? If it's pure nature, so the fact that this person, even a good person, gave a bracha, what, it's going to come true? People go for brachas with tzaddikim and rebbes, because this guy said it, so therefore nature is going to impact nature. How do you understand all this? So basically, the Rashba says, just like science, and so on, we can't interpret and understand everything. Certain things work in mysterious ways. The Gamchai says in the end, Chachma, philosophy, any yacholit in Talmud schools, and he goes, ain't kol. We can't even understand everything, explain everything about nature. For example, Ke'evan HaShoeves HaBarzel, it's the magnetic pull, how that works. In those days, they didn't understand how that works. You know, metal pull, what's that? Lothar, right. Yeah, so, I mean, we don't understand how it works. Maybe now people understand how that works. Okay, but in the days of Rashba, it all seemed magically. It's a type of stone, it's a metal, it's a pull thing, it's stone magic, right? I'm just saying, so Rashba, right, in his time, you know, the science didn't. So these two are among things we don't fully understand. That's not our response. That you can ask me, how could the Pitaron, the dreams, interpretation, impact? Okay, that's how it works. We don't understand exactly how it works. There's a long essay from the Bala Kega that came to the Yitzchak, really, next week, in Parshas Mikates, Bereishis Shara Chof Tes. And he also says, okay, what does it mean? Look at the second line. Valdez so Amar Rav Seinus al Kolach Alomos Ochan Achar Peh Ki Kasher Pasol Inyan Sodei Kachalom Itain Limbo La Pisom Vehikim Bekiyubo. I'm not sure it means the following, but maybe it's what we call in English a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, when you really believe something, somebody says something, so that takes on weight, and it ends up turning out that way. Right? The people talk and say a certain thing. It's not magic in that sense, but you know, people say something to that again. You talk yourself into it, or other people, you know, talking about it. That's how it happens. You know, sometimes
you have to use yourself. I mean,
even other people. People are talking. Right.
This is the horse. Right. Me.
No. No. Of course. Of course. Obviously, there are limitations. But sometimes, you know, if you're dealing with a communal situation and perhaps an international situation, how did you address them? So it can impact other people also, the way you behave, what you do, and so on. So again, in English, we call it a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. That's what the law came to say. Yes, please.
So I did say that there are many elements to the dream. It's very deep. If you're not a person who interprets a dream, you only really interpret one element.
Right.
So it seems to be that the dream goes after its interpretation, but they don't realize the elements will be fulfilled, but you don't know about it.
There's also, so it's interesting, you're a little bit, there's a long Maharsha. It's the 12th, it's the early part of it. There's a long Maharsha there in Brachas in the Hamad Bay, Zilah Shakala Chalomot. He says, Avanir the Hadron Kipshotan of Kishman, Kiesh the Fomin Lachalom, Ophanim Harbay. There are many aspects. Rava Latova, Meina Chalom. Some are Rava, and he quotes the Gemara. And he says, there's certain things that are bad, there's certain things that are good. Okay? And he says on the third line, V'yosu Shagama Chaloma Shipisharon Hakar Lamiti Latova, after you start the Ra, I there Pisharon. Even though the dream itself leans towards good, but if you focus only on that negative part, so that's what you pay attention to, and that, as I said, becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay, the aim says over the Torah, Kabel, ki kemoshim atzinu shiyesh koch, whenever John was told, but you know the told, ki exceed told ayin hu yivara, a person gives a bracha, you know, based on his being cheerful, the chay behefa, bara ayin kebilam, or bekama, mekomas keotu bezeh, the dibura, and so I quote, and so on. So he says, sometimes if only one part of the chalom. And he goes on to say that really there are three different types of dreams. There are certain dreams which is neither bad nor good, right? So it's neutral, but then if it's interpreted a certain way, okay, and he gives examples from the Gemara of that. And there's a second time, a couple of them, Amina Beit, Shigesh lo pisaron karov la miti nizkai and belik pitaron. It'll come true, whatever it'll be anyway. But sometimes, Allah mishtaneh. Okay, like, because if I focus, like you said, on that one aspect, that's what comes true. I'm going to be told that I'll be Ralatov. Even if it's overall leaning in one direction, we focus on this, he can be there. And he brings an example of that from the Gemara. And he said, okay? Their dream was about the future. It didn't have to be interpreted that way. And there were many aspects to his dream. It could have been talking about other things. Yosef understood it was talking about the future, and so on. And a third type of dream is a dream of Gimel. There's only one way to learn it. That's like the dream of Yosef and so on, because that was given by Malach. Anyway, we struggle a little bit to figure out what's meant by dreams. You see, there are conflicting Gemaras and conflicting stories and conflicting information. And again, he's in the first one. Rashba says there are things people don't understand. Kedisitza of our Shah says sometimes something can be impacted by what you say. As an interpreter, I call a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, our issue here.
The distinction between dreams, which is totally for me, nothing to everybody else, or it's going to affect the whole...
Probably there is. Now, I will tell you, the part of my show that I call, other people call it, yeah, because the topic is really not so much about dreams, in terms of, you know, how we treat them, but obviously related to the Maharsha, and others say, sometimes you have a dream where obviously it was a dream about what you just thought about during the course of the day. I mean, you know, so that's not indicative. So obviously in your mind, you have that, you're thinking about something, you're worried about something coming up tomorrow, or whatever. Those types of dreams... Say again?
I'm almost already done one.
Yes, exactly. Okay, they're basically thought about during the day. So you have to look at each different type.
I mean, the other thing is,
Mr. Paro has a dream. I think there is a difference. I think that, you know, Paro's dreams, Yosef understood, impacted the whole Mitzrayim.
Right.
Yeah. Now, our issue tonight is whether what happens if you ever truly upset by it. Actually, the issue tonight.
Isn't
that
it? Remember, 30 seconds.
We'll see about that also. Again, the Lashon is Aduma. Look at the Meiri. It's like we're writing to number 13 in the Meiri. Okay? On that Gemara Brachas. There's a few Eretz Elah, Polos, Halomra. Nevertheless, you fast race, you should do tshuva. Yidag Elah, I should serve the so-called tshuva. Even if it's only a brief bad thing, but if it's upsetting to you, then you should do tshuva. Then, Bimhaisa Nashu Aguma Elah B'yosir. But if you're really disturbed by it, then Yelech would say Gimel, you know, the whole ceremony we call our Kavas Shalom we mentioned before. Okay, so basically, to answer your question, speaking before, there's no chiyuv, apparently, to do this our Kavas Shalom. It's only if Haisa Nafsha, you're very upset, okay, and you want to do this, and there's no mitzvah, there's a banan or anything to go and do our Kavas Shalom. And the Miri says it's a good idea to do Tshuva, okay, and the Rosh also passes this way, Prophet's Perak Testament, hey? Okay, you bring three people, the Rachmelech, who are friends of yours, and so on, and you go through this procedure and put the whole thing in Russia and repeat it. Now, it's interesting. What's that? Right, Russia, but also the Russia also mentions the three people that are friends of Rachmi Alei. So the Madari Yontif there says in the 15 on that Russia, Ozdalit, Parakesh, Prophet, hey, Ozdalit. The Rachmil Apushan of Gemar Sosuaro. Logically, you want to get the person who are friendly, who give you a positive spin or at least positive encouragement. Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam, perhaps not surprising, does not bring this whole din of Atolas Chalom. The Rambam does not quote this whole din. Okay, there is a pasuk in Koheles, Parakei Pasuk Vav 16, Kiburo Chalomos Vahavolim Mizoram Harbik. Fear God, not the Rambam brings. Okay, but the business about dreams, there's plenty of hevel, plenty of nonsense. But anyway, the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah, there on that pasuk, and it's in Parsha A, Simal Vos Vav 17. So it says, you'll never mind Hatovas Talom. You'll notice what's something very familiar here. Amar Rebbe, Yimra Isa Chalomos Kashim B'Chezenos Kashim. You see, tough dreams and so on. Or bad things and so on, and you're afraid of him, Shafim Mishram, and quote Lashosha Dvarim. Pursue three things, Vatam Mitzvahim. Om Yudam Mishram Velezer, Gimel Dvarim, and Vatam Zer, it's of Elain. Tvila, Stoko, Tshuva. Okay, we've all heard of those before. Okay, we heard about it from Hashem Kippur, but this is nothing to do with Hashem Kippur, nothing to do with the Son of Tokar, but it's a message which says, you're upset about a bad dream, and you're worried that it's symbolic of something, you know, bad times are going, engage in Tshuva, Tvila, and Stoko. And so some possibly quote all from the Psukim and so on, how Psukim indicate these things, which I'm not going to read that, but you'll see if you're interested in where the author of the Sanat Talk of God, Shuva, Philip Dokka, Mavrina, Zorak, Zera, you know, you see from based on Psukim. And another opinion, huh? Well, it's because it's Mavata, let's think Zera, well, that's all. You know, so the dream was representative of that's what it says, yeah, Gimel Dvar, Mavata, Zera, as well, including dreams, you know, it's broader than dreams, yeah.
Yeah,
now you
can back up
to heaven. Right, so maybe a more
direct
communication. Right, and you're starting to tell yourself. Yeah, absolutely. Now, later on that same Kalalas Rabba, Rabura Amar Hatainis, also is a good thing to fast if you're upset by it. I'll say, Shina Moko, Shina Hashem, you know, all the other things which we generally associate with Tshuva. Okay, I mentioned this Medrash. On that part of the Torah Tamima, in his parish of Koheles, the Parakeet Ozalam and Zion, so he takes note of the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring this whole ceremony about Tovas Shalom. Okay, we look at the second line. What's this business of Tovas Shalom? Now, Rambam will zochar klal meaning about Tovas Shalom shuigimara. The Kvar his father, if you raise the question, some want to say that it's because the Rambam is the rationalist par excellence, doesn't go for this hocus pocus type stuff. You know, the Kvar doesn't accept that because hocus pocus in the Gemara. You know, so he says, because we find that elsewhere, the Rambam does take dreams seriously. It can't be that it's a Rabbi, he says, the Tzarek Lomar, the Shulei Kamosh Kosala, Tongazu, Eina Tongaz Tachlis. The Tarjim says, this thing of Atovas Halom, it's not going to actually accomplish anything. Okay? But rather, it's basically you feel better. It encourages you, okay? Whether it encourages you to do tshuva, it's a positive for you. So the Rambam didn't mention any of these types of things, you know, these types of mystical incantations and so on. You stay away from that, okay? Because at the end of the day, and like we said before, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a din. If you're feeling upset, some people feel upset. You have a glass of schnapps, makes you feel better. Brown doesn't bring that. All right, but some of you have a cup of coffee, you go out to the donuts, makes you feel better. Brown doesn't bring that. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to make you feel better. Brown doesn't quote it.
Well, why is your reaction? It's just a
sound of
tequila.
It's like the
giving away.
Right. You're right. But the Rambam says in general, you don't have to repeat here a specific thing about dreams. In general, when a person is with Shulah, we know the Rambam believes in that. I mean, there's no question. If you, but he doesn't tie it into specific dreams because, whatever you have to do in general, it's a good hour. Nonetheless, look, at the end, he says, that I am sorry here, but the Rambam does leave it out. Okay? The Torah doesn't leave it out. It's Pirkei Shulchan Aruch. Torah Aruch Chaim to Reish Chof 19. Harlech Halom Adashra Gumalo. A Kadasha Guma, right? You see a dream, you're upset. So bring three people, etc., and do the whole ceremony of them, print the whole thing. Same thing. So even though the Rambam doesn't quote it, the Torah does quote it. Okay? And the Drisha comments again on this. He says, did take Lomar Osala 20, did take Lomar Venasha Gumalo, Shub Sha'av Sha'ema comes from his Analeah. Okay? Even if it's not from these dreams, which we'll see later, the Gemara recommends fasting for such dreams, this is something else. This is a personal matter. It's subjective. If you're upset, and this is going to, inspire the tshuva, or it's going to change. Good. That's what it says. Nafsha aguma, right? If he feels something bad is happening to him, so then, then you should do it. Now, Esau Avram, the charge also there on that shoharah, the Tzim Reishchav, says, it should be three people who are friendly with yours. He says, not as opposed to some people. This says that, you never know how what else someone might think. Okay, no, because after all, if the guy, if this person is not your friend, and he's thinking bad things, it doesn't have any impact. But still, okay. Shulchan Aruch, I said it didn't appear as well. Aruch Chaim from Reish Chof. Sifal. Haroya Chalom and Avshar Gula. Yeti then about Peitos of the Rachami. Pirish Olma, so like I said. The Lema of Apayo Chalom and Tavach Hazor, etc., etc. So the dim, as I said, appears in the Shulchan Aruch as well. So this is, why is Hilchos Brachos apparent? Yeah, because at the end of Hilchos Brachos, all different things. It's speaking there about, it talks about the Brachos and what you smell about. So it mentioned there about the dreams and about sleeping, I think, in that sermon. So it comes up there at the end. The Master Shekel said, it's the last sermon that I think, no? Oh, sorry, it's the first sermon. It's in the class. I forgot after the class. And there's other things that are, okay. Doesn't fit anywhere else. This is the end of the section of special prayers, special tefillahs and so on. He suggests that it should be done that day. All right, the Atovah Shalom should be right away. Okay, but the father Atovah Yom Shecholam, it's best to do that. Atovah Shalom, the very, you wake up that morning, so you do Atovah Shalom. He says, couldn't do it till the next day, is also okay. But it's better to do it, as I say, to do it the day right away. The Prima God is 24, right? In Eishel Avram, Sukkot and Beis, it's in Reish Chof. After Shabbos, Yochol, Eitim Chalom. Okay, you can do this at Tavach Zunav. He says, the Habit Kikuf Nefesh. Well, Nefesh,
right?
Well, anyway, I don't see any problem, Shabbos. What are you doing? You're just saying it took him, and that was a good thing.
He's your asking?
Yeah, maybe it's a Bakosh is off of the standard Shabbos stuff. That's what I think. The person might have thought, so therefore he said this is this smack of people of Memphis. The person really remember, it's about a person really upset. I mean, can we have that dramatic? Exactly. And the Shabura says, it's a cotton, it's also in Reish Chof. The Shabura says, Nafsha Gumalov, it's a cotton. I don't know, I feel it ain't much most of that. Even though you tell someone's dream, there's nothing bad about it, it doesn't matter what somebody else says, how you feel. Okay, what's upsetting you, even if it's not necessarily bad. Okay? And he says it's a convey tov sheet to the shachris, but it's in the morning. And the Brazilian, your point, the yizkar chol machshav tov b'shat atov. You should have it in your head. Remember what the dream was. It's time to do that. Thomas Hello. Okay? And, okay, you say it seven times, and I hope it's 2 days over there to call dollar. When you say it seven times, I think in the most historic print, you say it seven times. In the contemporary say, okay, there you go. Yeah, before, no, whatever, I don't know. Okay. All right, print it back. Anyway, the Piskei Tshuva is a contemporary work on Halacha. I forgot who it is, but he writes Piskei Tshuva, not Piskei Tshuva. Yeah. Coming out this finish our class, I think. It's part of the whole Shabbos. Anyway, he brings over here, all right, that there's no din. He says, Afilu heim krovov obonov. So this is not a bad din. You have to get three rabbis or three people. You know, can even be relatives, be children. The name of Bonov, you know, because of the Tanim. Okay, well, Afilu Tanim, as long as they understand what they're doing. Okay? You should say, preferably you should say it in the language of the Chazal, means in Aramaic, but if you can't, you do it in another language. And that's in one of that, in R 22, he says, what about, can a woman do it in front of three women? Right? Isn't it Sapakti? And he didn't find it in the Swarm. I don't see personally why not. Again, it's not a din, it's Bezdin. Okay, it's not a, the fact that Rav Sternberg quotes in 28, that he tells the Tumas Tumas on August Kedek Beis, to Reish Nun Vav, quotes from the Bris Kerov. Whatever he is very makbar on this, okay? He said the chora gimel him back from bezin. No, that whenever it was a dream, he would do that. I think so. Okay, but he says towards the end, Avrazera isi moran zatal lo hiklinas hamsam veheisi b'tzei bonav lochark v'zel amidi. Even though some want to say maybe it should be like a bezin, he did it with children. His own children and didn't care about a bezin. You know, there's no issue of krovim or anything like that. Okay, a summary appears in Aruch Hashulchan from Reish Chofetz because it's Dalet 29, and he goes through the issue. All right, and he also mentions something else that it's also a good idea. He says Ikar Kol. First of all, he says, and as we were saying before, Mark, he says Ikar Kol, third, fourth line there, 29, Liros Nelokim. Okay, fear God. The Muslim Europe of Echol. Fear God, not the dream. Okay?
Well, yes. Yeah, that's a strong word. Like.
In effect, yeah. Omnom, if not, that's the point. If not, so Gumalov, Shesha Agmas Nefesh, Agalom, the Dolegalov, a school is there, she give a law, yes, the real talk. Okay? Ulam, they said, Minik Baharbe Makoma, Shesha Homachom, low talk, Yavoli, may rob her ear. He apparently, at least in his time, the Rafa Shoka lived in the Maradok, he always justified the fact that, you know, people there. Apparently, the practice there was that people come to the rabbi, tell him the dream, and he would tell them today to go to a psychiatrist. I mean, yeah, I will tell him. Yeah, so he said, and he'll interpret it a positive way, right? He'll interpret it a positive way. That's what he brings. So that is one way of dealing with dreams, neutralizing their dreams. A, first part of Shia, I told us hello. Yeah.
It's funny, hey, he's doing that dream for us. We don't have the dream. He's not the garden. I thought he didn't have to worry about problem at all.
It depends.
He said, in his 28, he said that you need a basin, and if the Diana, the so-called Diana, the problem dealt with that, it's not a basin problem at all.
No, but the people sitting together should not be.
Right, right.
But
that
can be related.
It doesn't matter either. He said,
the person being Martinet, that can be related to one of the
right. Yeah. So I thought it didn't matter
if it's between Guyon and me. He said that's what he made it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, usually
they should try to find that the people sitting there are not related. Okay. Anyway, that's one way of dealing with the bad dreams. That is, as I said, the Atonis Kalon process. The Gemara in Brochus, that same doctrine, Brochus, the base, the name of base, so it's 30, has something else. Okay, that's well known to all of us. Certainly better known, I think, than Atonis Kalon. Each one to say some chiddush or whatever. So, somebody saw a dream below the Maichazi. Leikum kame kohani beidna de prasi adayim. Stand in front of the kohanim when they're duchening, and it's put out the hand. The lema hachi. Ribono shalom. This should look very familiar too. Ani shalach, chalam asai shalach. Chalom chalam tibi nevi amau. Bein, you're right, you don't know. Yeah, the coin, correct. Bein shechalam tibi nevi atri, bein shechom oli chamera. It's not exactly the nusach that we have in our Siddurim, so nothing on Magzorim, but it's more or less the same, and it's good, and it's strengthened like Yosef's dreams, again, from this morning, etc. You can shechur fuhu, refuahim, from Yomar, Adem, Oshar, and again, this is a text that we're familiar with those who say, by Rechus Kohen. So that appears in the Gemara as well. Brachos Menachem Beis is more or less the same text. The Rosh brings up Ahalacha, Kartes Tim Hader, and Brachos, Haiman, the Chazachama, the Lo Yodamau, Itaba. He says, Lo Yodamau, I don't know if it's good or it's bad. So therefore, he's afraid of it or he's nervous about it. So he says, Chalom, Chalom, Tim Hader, Mahu. And again, he quotes the whole thing. And at the end, he says, if you have more time, you say, Shalom, Adi, Baruch, Shalom, Shalom, and Tom.
This is
working in Israel now. This works well. Right there, and they don't give you much time either. As we'll see. Okay. And a week there, it's also they don't give any time. To say. It's an interesting question. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, the Marsha there, I'm going to base the last part that has a column up. He says again, the person. Could be the person doesn't know the dream, no, because he's trying to rectify the two Gemaras. I mean, why does the Gemara give this Eitzah by Duchening? We had a Tavos Halom. So he says, maybe the difference is, if you remember the dream, so then you should do a Tavos Halom. If you don't remember it exactly, and the question how much you have to remember, I don't know. He said, then you do a Tavos Halom. If you don't remember, then you do this business with Kohanim, because you say, I don't know whether it's good or bad. Right? Anyway, he prints the source there as well and explains. Those who are not familiar with Tanakh, probably most of us, explains what exactly all those references are. Chizkio and all these different things in that Rabbanu Shalom. The Gemara doesn't explain it either. Yosef, we know. And by the way, Yosef, he says, yeah, Yosef's dream came true. It took a long time, 23 years. Right, so he says, no, just to fix it, just to heal it, the way the Tzaraas is healed. Yeah, it was healed. Anyway, that's what the Marsha talks about. So if you have a chance, you want to read through the Marsha. You can see it. What in the world does dreams have to do with Brichas Kohen? I mean, that's how that feels, it would seem. So there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Per Gimel, 33, Sukkim Zayinah has, Hinei mitosu shlishlomo shishim gibor v'chodil v'gibor Yisrael, kolom achuz v'chad v'lum v'chom yish v'chad v'chad v'chom v'chad v'chad v'chad. So the Medrash Rabbah in Shir HaShirim there, Parsha Gimel, Sinai Ozvav, he says this, it's not talking about Shlomo, but rather Shlomo is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Shalom Shalom. Right, he says, Rabbi Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Elsie, Pasar, Kaya, the Birchas Kani. He named me Tosov, Shvoto. Okay, based on a Pasar that somehow relates to the Jewish people. Shuas Matha, that's the second day Shuas. Shall Shlomo, referring to the Shvoto, Shall Shlomo, Shall Melch, Shall Shlomo, Shishim Giborim Sovimo, Elim Shishim Osios, the Birchas Kani. That somehow is a reference to the 60 letters in Birchas Kani. The Gibor Yisrael, they bring strength to Israel. Kulam Achuz Echeret, right? They have the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gura, Yivarech Hashem, Yor Hashem, Yisro Hashem, Elum De Mechoma, Shein Milchomen, Bechol Bunei Pnidei Purana, Shish Ba'olam, Shafilu Adam Roa Bechalom Ocheret, Mechateches Veecho Mayase, Yelech Lebeis HaKnesu, Yikur Kriyishma Vizpah, Veloto, Veyishma Berchus Kohanim, Yanar Chamein Veidom Ramazikos. So there is already in the days of the Medrash, early sources, Medrash Rabbah, that there's something about how we darshan this pasuk in Shir HaShirim that relates to Birchas Kohanim. It's an interesting question because I thought you're not supposed to interrupt in Birchas Kohanim. That's the sugya in Sotah of Mem Aleph 35. The Gemara says, "Where?" Right, with the Birchas Kohanim. Right, there was no exact. I'm saying you're going to start saying these prayers. Yeah, you start saying all these things. You know, is that the right thing to do? The Gemara there in Sotah talks of sugya. So hey, let's see. Yes, I wouldn't go to that. I want to talk about it. But look at the Mar Tzotah. Okay. Mar Tzotah, men will now talk. Echad, Omer, Rabbi Yosef, Omer, Bein, Kol, Baruch, Baruch, Shisham, Baruch, Koras, Hashem. When they mentioned Hashem, Hashem, okay, there were certain psukim that people said at the time when they heard the Kohan say, they printed many siddurim also. After Yivrecha, Prince of Pasuk, that has that same story, a little, sometimes a small one, two psukim, and so on. And the question we should say that that's not our issue now. To read, recite, exactly, right. That's what this has to do with. That's what Gemara says was only in the base. Mikrashi said the psukim not begulin. Anyway, on that Gemara, we skip the 37 Tosfos. We've all soaked the memo now. A Tosfos says, Shri, what do you mean? What's the whole concern here in Tosfos about these psukim? That you shouldn't say it, that it's interrupting, and so on. Shri, Abba 37 Tosfos, Masukola Omo, soaked the memo now. You're supposed to say this. What do you mean? I thought you. Why is that not an interruption? The husband who's takhani here. How could takhani? Shema chalom is super. Which we spoke before. So I feel the Shabbos. We'll get to that next. It's anas anas chalom. Therefore, it's mutter. So you're allowed to do it. Now, when do you do it? So again, interestingly enough, I pointed out, the Rambam doesn't bring this either. Not only doesn't the Rambam bring the Dachor Shalom, the Rambam doesn't bring this Ribon Shalom Tzvilah Lisei Bagduchana either. Look at the Chachanim, and the Rambam doesn't bring it either. Okay, again, because, I don't know, maybe the same reason we explained before. It's not really a Chiyuv, and it makes you feel better, whatever. The Rambam doesn't bring it. But again, the Torah does bring it. This time, into the Kuf Lamed. The Torah quotes 38, Man de Chor Nechamo, and it's what she do. So, Nekum Kame Kohanim Yishar Shalom Ducha, the name of Hachar, Bona Shalom, and Tesh Tesh, he quotes the whole thing. Okay, Hachar de Beis Yosef, there on the Torah, into the Kuf Lamed, in Osalef. There's a question when people said, he quotes the Mar, but it goes, my name is, the name of the Maram Rutenberg, like the second line, Shemaram Haya Rodi Lomo Bishosha Omri Nishmerecha Yichuneka and Shalom. When the Kohen says the last word of each of three psukim, that's when you say this, Ribono Shalom. Okay? And he quotes it from his foundation that they would drag out, okay, the Chaf of Yishmerecha. Okay? They're going to do that today. But
you're missing out on the word.
You take a chance. They drag out the Chaf of Yishmerecha of Yichuneka, and that's when they would say it. And he says, they do sing a nigun. Okay, call him Shemur before they finish it. They drag out that letter out. You don't drag out the word. We've seen the nigun before. Okay? And so that's what the Beis Yosef deals with, exactly when to say it. Right, exactly. Okay, let's take a look. So this did appear in the Shulchan Aruch, this is one thing. 40. This in a prison of Shulchan Aruch, or a Chaim Sin, Kuchalam, and Sipa, Man the Chaz HaChalmo, Vodama, Vodama Chaz, Nekum Kame Kohani, and you say the whole thing, Yichavim L'Sayim Gaba Hari Kohani, make sure you finish at the same time the Kohani finish what they're doing. Okay, and then when you answer Amen with the Tzibur, okay, if you finish earlier or whatever, Vilo, Lema Hachi, Ad, and Moram, etc., etc., okay?
I mean, some people
now, what's that? Oh, now what if it says, Ubamakom She'ein Ola Madufa, what about a chutzpah that we don't do every day? So the Omar called there, it's tough to do also, the Shah Shah Shlif Tibur Omer Sim Shalom. The Yisayim Bahad Shlif Tibur Shiano Akal Ami. Interesting, you say it during Sim Shalom. The Mishabura, just your point of the Shabbat, the Mishabura in Sukkot Aleph says, based on Aram, the Medina Seinu Nogim Kol Akal Omer Tilazu Bishat HaDukhan Afilu Osim Shalom Kol. Everybody says that, well, you had a dream and that, why not? Okay? Why? So he says the cave of the Ain Onosum Kapayim Kima Regolim. We don't dochen every day just by the Shalosh Regolim by the Kushim Kippur. So he after Shalachono Palm Achas made regular regal. The summer since last year, we probably had some. Everybody had some. Interesting, and I would say that for Hashem Kippur has only been 9 days. Kippur Sukkot is only 4 days. But okay, that's what the Mishabur said. But nevertheless, that is the minute. Okay, and you say this whole text, yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. What the Kohen should do? Okay. Yeah.
What the
Kohen should do? Thomas Holm, I guess.
I mean, is it well?
Yeah, right. I don't know. Right. Fine. Good. Don't do it. Yeah.
You have to not go up.
Yeah.
In the hallway. So
they call. If they call. Wait till they have. Yes.
Well, how does the point get the bracha? My understanding is just the concept.
Right. Right.
So the same way you get the kohanim are getting the bracha from Hashem, maybe they're also getting whatever tikkun is.
Okay. It works. Fine. I don't know. Okay. Now it's interesting. It's Sukkot and Dalet. Take a look. Our practice today, I think, in most places, is that we actually only say that Ribono Shel Olam twice, after the first pasuk Birchas Kohanim, after the second pasuk, after the third one. He says totally different Yiras HaTzil and Shalom. Whole different Tzila altogether. Okay, the perspective of the Mazur is the most Mazur is doing like that. Right, I know, and I don't either. So that's what the Shabur says, Kasra Achron. Now, it also says, if you take a look, you have to sit it. Look at the end of that Yibbon Shalom. It says, Yishmereini, Yichaneini, this is Yishmereini, this is Yishmereini, this is Yishmereini.